Hey, honey, I was wondering when you were going to call. How did the visit to the fertility clinic go? I'm so glad you went in. It'll be such a relief if they can find out the reason we're having so much trouble. So how'd it go? Wait, you're still in the room. Your appointment was at 1. You've been there almost half an hour. It isn't working. Sweetie, all you have to do is find some porn you like and masturbate into the little cup. Then they'll test it. That's pretty painless. I know you know that, but you're acting like it's a big deal or something. Wait. Performance anxiety? It's just masturbating in a cup, honey. How hard can it be? Sorry. I wasn't laughing at you. It's just that you never have that sort of trouble when I'm around. Oh, no. I get it. It's awkward having to masturbate in a doctor's office, so are you asking for help? I thought so. Well, honey, I'm at the office. You sure you want me to help? I mean, someone could overhear. You're bad. Well, you know I'd do anything for you, sweetie. I could think of a few ways I can help. Maybe a little kinky phone sex from your naughty lady, Yeah, you want that? You know, I think the best way to do it is to be a little bossy. I mean, you haven't been able to take care of it yourself, so I'm going to have to take over, aren't I? Oh, now don't be that way. All you have to do is follow my instructions and we'll get you coming like a good boy. Oh, you don't like me calling you that? But I want you to be my good boy. Because good boys just might get a special reward. Wouldn't that be nice? Your hot sperm squirting inside of me to make me pregnant? Oh, of course I want that, sweetie. I want everyone who looks at me to know from how big my belly has gotten that my good boy fucked me hard and knocked me up. And that's why I want you to put your hand on your cock and start stroking it for me. Because you know it's important to get very, very hard for me, don't you? Good. I knew you would follow instructions. Just stroke it up and down for now. Up and down. You can tease the ridge of your cockhead with your fingertips if you like. That's a good boy. As a reward, I'm teasing my pussy too. You know how much I love your cock, don't you? I love its shape and size. I love the sound you make when it's touched and sucked and fucked. I love having it inside me, inside my mouth, touching my skin, leaking into me. And you know I really love thinking about you getting me pregnant. Fucking me until I had a baby. If I was there, would you be a good boy and let me have it? I knew you'd say yes. You're acting like you don't like being my good boy, but you obey me so willingly. I wish I was there. You know how hard it is for me to stop myself from getting on my knees when I see your cock? If I was there, I'd have it hard right away, wouldn't I? How? By nuzzling it against my cheek and slowly, teasingly nibbling my lips around it. I know you like seeing my lips wrapped around your cock. Is it hard yet? I knew you could do it. Good boy, are you still rubbing it for me? Will you squeeze it for me? Squeeze it tightly. Move your hand over the head and rub the base with your thumb. That's what my tongue would be doing to you, honey. Imagine me there on my knees looking up at you. A string of drool on my chin from sucking you. Honey, do you want to know what I'd say to you? You do? Good. There's so many things I could say to you. I could beg you to fuck my face. Baby, will you please fuck my face? Grab my hair and pound it into my mouth, please, baby. Or I could beg you to fuck me. Baby, please fuck my ass. My ass needs to be fucked. It's aching to be filled. Turn me around and fuck me, please. Would you like that? I knew you would. Someone's coming. Keep it hard for me, baby. I'll be right back. Hi, Meg. What's going on? Yeah, okay, tell him I'll call him in about an hour, but he needs to pull the files. We'll need an email Steve about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Meg. You're great. Baby, I'm back. Have you been a good boy and stayed hard for me? I knew you would. The whole time Meg was in here, I had a hand between my legs. Imagining you in that room jerking your cock to my voice like a good boy, it's made me pretty wet. But I was about to tell you what I would really say if I was on my knees in front of you right now, wasn't I? Do you still want to hear? Yeah? Good, because you know what I'd say? I'd look up at you, stare into your eye, and say, babe, please, will you knock me up? Please, put your cock in me and come as deep as you can. Please, baby? I want to feel your sperm flooding my pussy. I want to feel you impregnate me. Please, I want you to make me pregnant. I want you to fuck me and use me and treat me like your little slutty toy until you're sure I have a baby in my belly for you. Please, baby? Mm-hmm. You're close. Do you like me talking so dirty? Yeah? I should do it some more? Should I ask you to come for me? Should I tell you how wet I am? Oh, honey, I'm so fucking wet. I might just come at my desk. You know what I really want is your cock. I want you to knock me up, make me into your little baby factory. I want you to. I want you to do it, baby, please. I want to have your babies. Please. Oh, fuck. Please be a good boy and come. Come for me. Come for me so that you can get me pregnant. Do it. Do it, dude. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I can't believe I masturbated in the office. I could get fired. But I'd do anything for you, honey. Did you come? Did you fill that little cup up for me? What? Oh, honey. After all that, you missed the cup?